Welcome to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. We are giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. Sundays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., Monday mornings at 1 a.m. We stream live at those times. The podcasts are located on the radio show's page at richarddugan.com, as well as SoundCloud and iTunes. We do have a Facebook page and a Twitter account, and we encourage you also to go to our guest's website, to which we are also linked, and continue your growth and development, your evolution. We are sort of in an evolutionary process, and we certainly hope that you will also touch base with us. We'd love to hear from you, hear what progress you're making, and for that matter, we'd love to hear about folks that are changing the world in their own little way that you think might do well on this program, that might be interesting to the rest of the world. We'd love to talk to them and get that information out as well. It's one of the dreams of this radio program is to travel. Believe it or not, jump in an RV, although I wouldn't mind a plane too, but RV is kind of closer to home, so to speak, and travel the country, if not the world, talking with people who are doing their thing, trying to make this a better world for all of us. And so we encourage you to do that. Our guest is in that same, shall we say, same ilk, that same category. And we're going to be talking today, as we often do, about health and wellness and taking care of oneself and you know, being good to yourself, you know, in terms of your health. I have to say that there are days when I get up in the morning and I've got this ache and this pain, and I, you know, some would say, well, yeah, well, you consider the fact that you're 58 years old. Yeah, why wouldn't you have aches and pains? Well, why would I? Why is it automatic that just because you've reached a certain age, it's time for, what is this, the aches and pains decade or something? No. I remember a chiropractor in the early 80s that I used to work with at another station who used to tell me that you do not have to settle for a painful life. You just don't. Well, we're going to talk about that and other areas as well with our very special guest here on the program. And her name is Sherry Anshara. We want to thank you so much for joining us via Skype here on the program.
Well, happy to be here this wonderful morning.
You know,
I totally agree. You don't have to be in pain.
Right. I want to give out your website real quick here. That's obviously your name, which is sherryansara.com. That's SHERRYAN, as in Nancy, SHARA. One of the first questions I want to ask you, because I was so intrigued by it, can you tell me what's the origin of your last name?
Well, I'll just tell you the truth. In 1991, I had a third near-death experience, and that is the name that I came back with.
Oh, wow. And now that's legally your name.
That is legally my name. It's actually a Sumerian root, and it means she came from the heavens, but with a weird sense of humor, so does other stuff.
I like that. It reminds me of our precious Merlin, who he was a cat that we had for, I guess, 16 years. And in his last hours, he actually left his body, which really tore my wife up immensely. And then he came back. Now, how did we know? Because she has a stethoscope, and she checked, and his heart wasn't beating. And yes. So as soon as she became extremely distraught over the fact that he was gone, he came back. And I told her after his final departure, I said, he actually performed his last and best disappearing act by going and then coming back.
And, this isn't what I was going to talk about, but actually I had a kitty, Bobby Girl, that lived 13 years. She was published in the American Holistic Nurses Journal and the Phoenix Business Journal, and she would work with my client. She was the most incredible kitty. 40 people came to her wake, and when she was transitioning, we took pictures of her, and there were kitties all around her. Now, that might sound outrageous to your audience, but you know what? It's a fact. I have proof. There they are. And she, it was quite amazing, and there were 8 of us. 7 of my clients, including me, that were supporting her. Yeah. So, you know what? It's the same with kitties as it is with people.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, of course, you know, we certainly chose the right name for that cat, or Actually, I have to acknowledge the fact that animals, you don't find animals, they find you. And it's the same thing, I think, with their names, too. They tell you what they want to be called, and there you go. And he was a magical cat, because there were times we were looking. We live in a two-room cottage. How far can you go? And they were indoor cats, mind you. He was an indoor cat. We couldn't find him anywhere. We looked under everything, in everything, in the closets, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then all of a sudden, he... Hi, were you looking for me? You know, let's talk a little bit about health and wellness, because I know that you would agree that I've certainly this sort of a sidebar as far as animals are concerned, that they can go a long way to help us and our health and well-being. What is it? I don't know what the statistic is, but it is said something along the lines of, you know, if you have an animal in your life, that it's going to add years, maybe 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 years to your life, because it's going to help to lower your blood pressure and, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Your perspective on that, and then we'll dive into some of these other areas that we want to talk about as well.
Well, absolutely, because animals love you unconditionally. And that is, there's a confusion, actually, about unconditional love in what I call duality. I teach non-duality. That's the good and bad, high or low. But animals don't live there, and we don't have to. They're not judging you as good or bad. They're just accepting you. So I believe in my experiences with 4 near-death experiences and a couple near misses, that when you are in complete acceptance of someone or an animal, that is even deeper than unconditional love, because there's no caveats. I'll love you unconditionally, however, if you do this or you do that. But when it's complete acceptance, that is the best way to live. And that is what I live every day with my clients or friends. It doesn't mean that I don't sometimes get agitated or irritated or whatever, but the fact is that total acceptance, and my clients will tell you that it doesn't matter what they've done, what they've said, what they're going to do or not do, in that total acceptance, that is an energy field that has a resonance different than judgment, blame, shame, whatever that causes illness.
I know that people are walking around today with all kinds of illnesses, or as I like to phrase it, diseases, and that none of these have to be. A case in point, and it's more of a general case in point, when I have been walking the streets of Phoenix, which is my hometown, which is where you are these days, in that general area, and even here in Santa Barbara, and I see these old guys walking around with a cane, and they're hunched over. Mm-hmm. My first thought isn't so much what caused it, but it's what heavy burden have they been carrying for so long that's turned them into a question mark?
I totally agree. I actually teach consciousness. When you were talking about evolution, we call it here, this is our movement, involved, you have to be involved, involved conscious evolutionary revolutionaries. We have to start revolting, not being revolting.
Ah, yeah.
Isn't that a good one?
I like that.
So, because I teach wordology as your biology, and actually the minute the sperm hits the egg, I wrote an incredible article that calls Baby's First Connection. So the minute the sperm hits the egg, you're in. And it was actually Dr. Gladys McGeary. She's like 95. She's fabulous. So last July, they asked me to write this article for their newsletter, and be happy to send it to you. But the beginning of our life is when the sperm hits the egg, and we begin to get imprinted. I call it affected, effected, and infected. So, Richard, we all have belief systems. What's the first letter of the word belief?
B.
And the first letter of the word system?
S. Yeah.
And there you have it. So it's not wronging anybody's religion or ethnic background or whatever. And so when we talk about in metaphysics, I am not a metaphysician. I am totally quantum physics. I am totally practical. That's why my method is called the Anshara method of accelerated healing in abundance, because it's the same. And abundance just is not money. It's also to have an abundantly healthy life. And you, so I teach a different anatomy. And my clients get it. I have clients all over the world. 20% of my clients I've never even met. It's either over Skype or over the phone or over Zoom or whatever. Because intrinsically, inside of us, when we are processing, not progressively, but processing, like going into the rendering plan and come out encased in the same old baloney, that's what a belief system is. So the belief system says, our family has it, you're going to get it. That's just the way life is. No, it isn't. You know, if this is just the way the life is, that why are we, you know, flying around and in fabulous airplanes and that instead of in an oxen cart or horse and buggy, whatever. So the things that that change around us externally is what comes from internal, whether it's peaceful or whether it's war. So we have been programmed through the duality limitations. Here's a perfect example, that life is a reflection. That is the most ridiculous thing without judging it. Life is a projection. What you project is what you get. So the man with the burden, that's the old responsibility program. And the shoulders are connected to the knees, cut off at the knees. So all the diseases, I can give you in one liner what they are. Now that doesn't discount them. It just gives the emotional component. Mm-hmm. Because all disease, I don't care what it is, how it works in your continuum, it is actually based on all emotions. Emotions are what make you sick, and you don't have to get sick.
Now, when I was working in Phoenix for a Christian radio station, there were numerous different programs. They were call-in prayer programs. And what I noticed, what was real interesting to me, and I'm not questioning whether or not the person calling in really had the problem or not. That's not for me to say. But what I noticed over literally the years, and I was there for 15 of them, it seemed like the same people were calling in year after year after year and month after month. And it finally dawned on me that they weren't calling specifically or exclusively for their healing. They may have been. They were actually calling because they needed the connection. They needed the community. How important is the community to our healing? How important is that connection to others?
Okay, so one thing, if it was up to me, I'd get rid of the word heal and healing. Okay. And this is why, because it's not practical. And you know why it's not practical? Because people continue to work on the same thing. Work, like working, tote that barge, lift that bale. They're constantly working at the same thing. So to me, we're wasting our increments of space called time, because this is a time continuum. I'm not judging them. My clients get so empowered. They write books, they create products, they create businesses, they whatever, because that's spiritual to me. That is the practical application, not sitting there meditating. Now, I love prayer. It is, and you're so correct, it's about connection. But you cannot, in the butt head, in the belief system, be connected to someone unless you're connected to yourself.
Hmm.
So in 1997, this is not a poor me. I'm asking your audience, don't go, oh, that poor dear, that was so suffering. No, not so much. So in 97, when I got here, after being a very successful businesswoman, even sued for alimony, isn't that a good one?
Hmm.
And we won't even talk about the liberal judge in Ann Arbor, Michigan, that gave him the airplane that I bought, but that's okay. That's all right.
I'm going to guess you've probably bought another one since then.
No, I just said whatever. That time is over. But it does, because you have, because it's called moving forward, not moving on. And you can move in any direction. And by the way, there is no such thing as moving forward and backwards. You're just moving in any direction that best suits you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we'll go back to this connection. So this is why I teach Wordology as your biology. Most of our relationships are based on wanting, needy. And this is what this is a country western song. And there's like, well, I want you, I need you, I can't live without you. Do you know what a burden that places on somebody? Yeah. So what I teach people is powerful language. And that supports them first to make the connection. So the action words, it's like, this is what I require. And it's very practical. And this is what I desire. Desire means to sire or to birth or to create. And know you deserve it, of service to self. That's not selfish. When the plane's going down, the pilot says, take the oxygen so you can assist others. If you don't, everybody dies. Yeah. So that's what happens. Everybody dies from long-term illnesses. So when people come to me, Richard, they'll say, I've been diagnosed, and my question is, when did it start? Oh, no, I've just been diagnosed. No, when did it start? It could start the minute the sperm hit the egg. It could start at 7. The origin, that's the part I love of what I teach in working with clients, is in 10 minutes or less, we can get to the origin of that disease. Now, I'm not making claims. I'm telling you, it is from 26 years of doing this, that within 10 minutes or less, we can get to the origin if they're willing. Mm-hmm. But they have to be willing. When someone tells me they're ready, I go, like, for what? Ready for what? Ready for it to rain? Ready for it to sunshine? You have to be willing. And then we can find the emotional component called cellular memory. And I've been talking about cellular memory since 1991. So how do you suppose that was received?
Not that great.
Oh, and they haven't even got the cellular memorization, which is the belief system, the overriding over the healthy. And so when I came to Arizona after being a very successful businesswoman and an entrepreneur in the corporate world, you know, in the 80s, I became VP of marketing of a national company without a college degree. And someone said, you broke a glass ceiling. I said, my dears, I'm too short. I just broke in the door. And so when I got to Arizona at 97, I was down to my last $50. Don't go, oh, poor dear. Hey, I was glad I had that $50. And I didn't know anyone and started something that everybody thought I was a nutcase. But the fact is, now I work with some very famous doctors who come to me as clients. That's not validation, because they're people. And so I'm very fortunate to be referred by some wonderful doctors, especially in the functional medicine community. So it's really exciting to be able to support people to heal themselves when they go deeper than just knowing and understanding, when they begin to comprehend. So I've written books. I'm getting ready to publish a new book called Take Back Your Power, You Becoming You. And this is based on all the work that I have done, and I don't like the word work, but facilitation. So your body is so intelligent, your brain not so much. They keep studying and looking for brain intelligence in the brain. Now, I'll make your audience laugh. Your brain is a fabulous computer, but if we're only using half a brain, it's a 286 compared to what we have out there technology-wise. So we have to get wise, and I teach people actually how to connect left brain, right brain. I'm not going to say I save lives, but I've had many people that had stage 4 cancer, 2 months to live, in comas. One of my dear friends 7 weeks ago was in the hospital, and they said she was going to die, and I went to her, and she's actually working on a project for me now, and she's not dead, and she's back to business. Mm. So it's the business of life, not the busyness.
Yeah. I've had friends, my wife, for example, back in 2001, was diagnosed and had surgery and chemotherapy for a rare form, as they said, a rare form of cancer. But even as we progressed over the years, and of course she is fine to this day, has been free and clear of it ever since, she's even been able to discuss what she feels might have been, at least at one level, the cause of, you know, why it happened, going back to when she was with her ex living in Germany. But sometimes, and this is the probably one of the big arguments that you deal with a great deal, I don't know that I want to call it a paradox per se, but the whole aspect of, are we a product of our environment, or are we a product of our ancestry, our DNA? And then there's a third element that I would venture you do look into, that third element being, are we a product of our past lives?
Well, you know what? This is here's a theory. I don't believe in past lives. What I do believe in is time continuums. Do you know that 37 of my clients, we have found them on Wikipedia and Google, thank goodness, because the information is stored in their body. I don't read anybody. What comes up is information when they're ready. And I'll give you an example. One of my clients, a very, very successful businessman, incredible, just an amazing man, came in one day and said, because a lot of my clients come for tune-ups or we work diligently, their business excel. They're actually my last book, The Intelligence Code. I'm putting in a plug-in for your audience, The Intelligence Code, and you can get it on Amazon, Google, I mean Amazon Kindle for $9.99. It went number one in six countries. And it's 14 of my clients who wrote their experiences from all ages and stages, medical, famous doctors, hairdresser, whatever, it doesn't matter what they're doing, it's who they're being. So now back to the time continuum. So I said, okay, well, let's just see what unfolds. So all of a sudden, and this is the truth, I saw the assassination of Julius Caesar before my eyes, coming from his body, his cellular memory. And I thought, well, that's weird. So I told him, just lay here a minute. I have to go on the internet. So I said, who was, but I go, the weird part of it out, you weren't there, but you were involved. So I looked up who was there. Nope, that is not, no. And then it came to one of my favorite people is Cicero. Cicero, I even have his book from, high school and college Latin. I loved it. So anyway, to make a long story short, I printed out the stuff because he was the one who wasn't there, who also would like to have seen Anthony, Mark Anthony die, but he didn't. But he was one of the instigators. When I pulled the information off, there is a picture of a bust of Cicero. It looks just like my client. And they have many attributes of things they liked in their personal life besides their business life. I can't make this up. I call it, I can't make this you know what up. And I'm going to write a book about this pretty soon. I'm going to start next year. I can't make this you know what up. And so that has happened many times. So it is a continuum. Another client, she is 100% German, 100% German. But her parents, when she was a little girl, bought a cabin in Italy, in Genoa or Genoa, however anybody would like to pronounce it. And they were always very connected. So now her dad transitions, and she gets this cabin, and they love to go there, whatever it is. And one day we were doing this session, and this information popped up: Queen of Italy. Queen of Italy. And I go, geez, I didn't know Italy had queens, but I guess so. So I looked it up, and it is this woman, very tall, very Germanic, Northern Italy, from the Germanic, influence. You can call it biology, DNA. And when I first saw it, I saw her as this royal person. I didn't know who it was. So again, make a long story short. She was that queen, looks just like her. She was very tall. She was a paradigm shifter. She was a confidant and consulted with the king at the time. It looks just like her. Now, can I make this up? I cannot because it's not my information. So it's not a past life. I love breaking paradigms. It is a time continuum accessibility. Your body carries it all. It's so cool.
It is indeed, and to take that to another level, I would take it based upon the fact that you also have a book called Glossary of Anshara Terms, that you are a very and just based upon our short time thus far in this program, you're a very firm believer in the fact that words have power. And that you better be darn certain of the words you're using because you're putting out certain power. And I use the example, and I've argued this with people time and time again, in political campaigns, and people say this and they say that and they say the other thing. And I'm going, wait a minute, why are they doing that? Why are they denigrating the other guy or gal or saying these different things and so forth? Richard, stop. It's just politics. I said, no, it's not. They have an intent. Their intent is to win that office. So they're going to say whatever it takes, which means the words that they are using have the power that they are intending to help them to get that office. What are your thoughts on words having that words have power?
They absolutely do. And the truth is, what we accuse other people of, we're talking about ourselves. Mm-hmm. It's always about moi, not the other person. That's why it's very hard, difficult for me to judge people. Mm-hmm. Really, it is.
Sure.
You can ask my friends, my clients. But I, like, sometimes I'll just say, I just could like to be judgmental and I'll feel better. But no, I won't. So there's no point, because they're living their life, existing in their life, not living, in a paradigm of belief systems and wronging someone else. You know, like two wrongs make a right. Like, what are you talking about? That's duality, right or wrong, good or bad. What is the truth? And that's different than true. Oh, what is true? It's true that my family has this and I'm going to get it. That's not the truth for me. So words can infect us. And, you know, we're going to talk about channeling. I have clients that are, oh, I'm a business person and I don't channel. I said, well, how come those words of your mother or dad just came out of your mouth? It's called channeling.
Yeah.
Because I said to myself, you know, through the ages, I'm never going to say this. And then these words pop up and I go, Mother, are you still stuck in my computer brain? Where did that come from? Without wanting her.
Yeah.
But humor has a great sense. See, we've been taught that it's frequency and vibration. It's ridiculous. I'm going to give your audience some tips here. It's not frequency and vibration. It's resonance. Frequency and vibration are byproducts. So if I like, this is how I can say to you, Richard, you know, like, get out of here. You know, I'm kidding, right? That's a resonance. But if I said, get out of here, that's a different resonance. It sends out a different vibe, a different frequency.
Yeah, yeah. No, I absolutely understand. And I, as I said, I do try to encourage people to be careful of the words. And if you're really wanting to speak your truth, then speak it with the words that are not going to do harm to others, but most importantly, that aren't going to do harm to you. You know, the whole concept of the law of attraction, and obviously when The Secret came out, you know, one of the things that I remember in interviews that I did with people on that subject was, you know, you want to be careful what you ask for. You know, you don't want to use the phrase, I want to be debt free, because all the universe hears is debt. And guess what's going to happen? You're going to get more of it. Now, this is the principle or philosophy, if you will. And it was one of the things that ran through my mind when I was working for that other station back in Phoenix. And they were always talking about healing. And of course, you know, just believe that you're healed and so on and so on and so on. And I thought, well, wait a minute. If you're going to believe in healing, and again, I know you don't like that word, then you also have to acknowledge up front that you have a disease, because you can't be healed from something that doesn't exist, right? It's an equation.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
It's an equation.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's, you know, like your body's intelligent. You cut yourself, your body heals. You're not just sitting there going, om, booga, 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 ya, la, 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 let's heal. The body knows what to do.
Yeah.
It's the emotionality. So somebody cuts themselves and they'll say, you know what? I know it's going to scar. I know it's going to hurt me forever. And guess what it does? Because your brain, computer, left brain only, and I actually teach people how to connect left brain, right brain. And so when we say these belief systems, the BS, the body intelligence goes, oh my God. Do you know why we have pain, Richard?
Please
tell
me. Do you
know why we have pain?
Mm-hmm. How? Why?
It's our body's attempt to get our attention, because the elbow or the knee or the shoulders cannot say, hey, you dummy up there in the computer brain, listen to me. That's what pain is about. So what do we do with pain? We cover it up. We take a pill. And guess what happens? Then it gets worse, because it's not addressing the physical, emotional, and the emotional, physical in the body. So I teach it to doctors, to my clients, to, you know who gets it? Kids. Oh my God, kids get it. I love it. but, you know, of what the structure is and what is connected to it, because there is an energy connection. So I'm going to tell you this too. This, see, everybody talks about energy medicine. This is energy. What is energy? You know what energy is? Here's a tip for all your listeners. Energy is simply a byproduct. That is all it is. What you send out is what you get back. The law of distraction, right? When you're in your belief systems. Mm-hmm. Energy is a byproduct. It's either a byproduct of belief systems, BS, or it's a fabulous byproduct of being conscious, of being connected. And you talk about connection. Wherever I go, I connect with people. They will start talking to me. I start talking to them. It's a beautiful, beautiful way to participate in life. And every day I get up and I have Sherryisms. Here's my favorite Sherryism. And I say it before I get out of bed. What I say makes my day. And what I say can make or break somebody else's day.
Mm, incredible.
Isn't it? And that's wordology. But that's the expulsion of the energy. I am not kidding you. And people say, well, oh, that's esoteric. No, it's not. It's practical. And so I love practical applications. I call it my Starbucks. It's not my Starbucks. They actually have my sherry drink. I have a sherry drink at my Starbucks at Safeway in Scottsdale, Arizona, at Scottsdale and Shea. Anybody can go in there and order a sherry because it's a special drink and it's not coffee, it's tea. And so when I go there, I automatically get it, or my friends will get it, or my clients, or they'll pick one up for me, or whatever. But the thing is, I know the experiences, not deeply, but pretty deeply, of all of those wonderful people that are at Starbucks. I know the kids that are in college and what they're taking, and I know this one lady has a kitty and a bunny and two sons, because that is a connection, and they get to share with me about themselves without drama.
You know, that's that one right there, that phrase right there, trauma drama. I I'm not going to ask you, I'm not asking you to reveal it, but I am 58 years old. My father just celebrated his 57th birthday. I've had enough of the drama. I just don't see the use of it. I just don't see it. And maybe maybe I'm blind, but the reality is that it just doesn't serve me to be in that anymore. And it's like, I don't want to get drawn in. And yet, you know, like everybody else, I get distracted, and sometimes I get drawn into these different things, and I have to stop myself and say, wait a minute, this isn't helping. You know, I even take a look at what's going on around me, you know, when people are using the words and phrases and the intentions and so forth to belittle other people, you know, in this type of thing. And then the other side does the same thing. And I'm going, how is this helping? How is this helping to solve the problems and meet the challenges that we have in our lives as a society when you two people, you two groups, whatever the duality is that you people are living in, are doing this? This is not helping. And we do the same thing in our own bodies, don't we? We get trapped in the push-me-pull-me deal that isn't helping, and we need to focus.
You know, that is absolutely the truth, that push me, pull them. I don't do trauma dramas. I absolutely don't, and neither do my clients. You know, and one of the biggest issues is relationships, right? Isn't that the big thing? The relationship.
Yeah.
Two of my clients, and they're that up there, like way past after 50, they wrote two fabulous chapters of the method or methodology or technique or what, I don't care what you call it, that I taught. And you know what they wrote? Quantum sex, quantum relationships in this book. This is not a sex manual. It's about connection and not having the trauma dramas, having conversations instead of you do this and I do that. That's why I don't like the word unconditional love anymore. Mm. I like total acceptance. And that's what they've done. It doesn't mean they always agree. They can agree to disagree, but we don't have to get involved in the trauma dramas. I do not get involved in trauma dramas of anybody. And my clients are very powerful. And by the way, I teach a class I'm going to be doing one this coming weekend, but I also have a course that will be September 21, 22, and 23. It's a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, and it actually provides the tools. I've had people come in from all over the country that will come in for the weekend to take this class. It provides tools of how you stay out of the trauma drama. Their businesses excel. Their personal and professional is the same. If you're a miserable SOB personally, you're going to be a miserable SOB at work. Mm. Now, this is not judging any. I'm not wronging. I'm not labeling.
Right, right.
But it's not being productive. I do not do trauma dramas, not even in my own family. And if I'm allowed, I'd like to share an experience.
Please.
Personally, when I was born, my brother was 9. And when I was 5, our father transitioned. And in a Catholic family at the time, it was Christmas Day. But my brother was wonderful for me. And even if my family hears this is not righting or wronging this. This is just, I stick to the facts. I have no emotionality attached to it. And because I get to, at times, assist people to transition. So my brother's wife did not like me. For whatever reason, so they didn't talk to me for 40 years. 40 years. At the end, his daughter had enough common sense and wonderment and love to an acceptance. And so to make a long story short, I'm not going to go through all the details in the drama because there weren't any. I actually assisted my brother for 5 hours to make the transition. Because where you leave is where you pick up. That's that old crap. And it's crap, everybody. Karma, lessons, and reincarnation. So you don't have to have a lesson. You just learn it, get it over with, and move on. And karma, that is, you know what you put out, you get back. And so in reincarnation, that's reincarnated. You know that figure eight, that's infinity? That is the biggest BS program going. So now back to my brother. So where you leave is where you pick up. And I assisted him and he went out clean. Absolutely went out clean. And then when he was gone, then the nurse came in and gave him the morphine. But he was already out there. And so the fact is that after all this time, I have absolutely no judgment because the perfection is he was there at the beginning of my life and I was there at the completion. And anything that happened in the 40 years didn't mean anything. You have to see the significance of life and the significance. And mm-hmm. And what's wonderful is his family goes on Facebook. I do Facebook Live twice a week on if I can put that plug in for Sherry and Shara.
Well, absolutely.
Every Tuesday and Thursday at 5:00 Pacific time, I do Facebook Live. And I talk about a lot of these subjects that, you know, that we're talking about now. So if people accuse me of being judgmental, no, I'm not. I might say and support you to get to your truth, mm-hmm. and you might blame the be lame game on me, but I don't take it in.
Yeah.
So I'm so with you. This is called involved conscious evolution, revolutionary, because what's going on in this country is absolutely appalling. And the split of duality is giving, you know, I'm not doing political here, but
no.
You would like to kill somebody because you don't believe it's spoiled childish adult egos. Grow up.
Yeah. Couldn't agree with you more. Sherry Ansara is my guest. We're talking with her about a wide variety of subjects. And, of course, we're talking, of course, about healing. And it's a very broad subject. We're going to continue to do so here on Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. Will you please, folks, stay tuned. And that's what it's kind of all about, folks. It's understanding. It's getting to that point where we try to understand one another, try to glean something from one another. That's what this program is all about. And, you know, I'm grateful beyond belief at the opportunity that I have to have folks such as Sherry Ansara on the program. to talk about her life, her experiences, the work that she's doing to try to make her life and the lives of the people around her better, to take us to the next level in our evolutionary process, if you will. And we encourage you to do the same. And, you know, quite honestly, on one level, you know, we all have to do it. It's you know, maybe it's a tired old phrase. I don't know. All I know is that it's all of us or none of us. Either we're all going to make it or we're not. None of us are going to make it, specifically on the physical world. But I want to talk to you, Sherry, about this aspect of duality. Now, I've shared this with our listeners and guests on the program a number of times, and I have a certain level of frustration that I experience over the concept of duality. Now, I use the term ancient wisdom teachings, and in them, and they are all over the place, they go back centuries and centuries, and they all talk about where we come from. We come from the One, and it all talks about where we're going to. We're going back to the One, when you want to say God, what have you. And I say, well, if that's the case, then what the heck are we doing here? Why are we in this dualistic realm? And they say, well, it's a school, and we're here to learn. And I'm sitting here going, really? If we're connected, if we're all connected, what is there to learn here? I've not quite been able to wrap my brain around that, although I am trying to learn. I am trying to get to that next level to where I don't get stuck, I don't get distracted, and then I don't get caught up in the drama and so forth. You know, you were talking earlier about, you know, it takes 10 minutes to get to the core if someone is willing. And I often say of some of the conditions that I've had over the last 10 or 15 years, and look, they're temporary. They're not permanent. This is just a phase that I am going through, that my body is having to deal with, you know, and that this too shall pass, that none of this is permanent. I mean, my God, I have another 42 years, Sherry, to live, and I'm 58, and I have to outlive my great-grandmother and live to be 100. So there you go. And I've got a lot of work that I want to do. I want a lot of people that I've got to talk to and get the word out about what they're doing as well, such as yourself. Tell me about how we, I was going to use the word circumvent, overcome this concept of duality, especially considering the fact you have this book called And the Point Is Beyond Duality.
Yes, I do. You know what, Richard? Maybe you might come back to Phoenix for that weekend class in September and take it. It is so powerful. It's amazing. So there's a lot of caveats here, and these are all based on belief systems. We didn't come here to have lessons. Like, how many lessons of depression or abandonment do we have to have? Do you see how, and I put this in a kind, loving way, do you see how stupid that is? I'm not calling it stupid as in judgmental. It's just plain using up your time. I actually teach people what time is. Okay, now we have the ancient wisdom and the ancient people. We have the, let's see, the Egyptian mystery schools. You know why they were a mystery? I told you I'm practical. Because nobody could read or write. The Bible was written in parables, mistranslation of the Aramaic Hebrew. Money is not evil. It means it was avarice, not money. Nobody had money. So see, I'm looking at the facts. And the fact is, there is no such thing as oneness. Now, this is going to be a paradigm shifter. All your audience, I praise you. It's okay. It's allness. I teach allness, heartness, and connectedness. Because in oneness, it says we are all the same. Richard, you and I are very unique. We are not the same, but we can be in connectedness through our heartness. I call it allness. In allness, then you're connected to the animals, even the insects, even the ones you don't like. Because everything on this planet is alive. Everything, even crystals, because they grow. So we have to get through these duality belief systems. I've been teaching non-duality for 26 years. And so in that idea, we are always in bad or wrong. So I can say to you, Richard, you know what? I'm so positive you're negative. What does that mean? It's utterly ridiculous. You go to the ocean, it feels fabulous. Those are negative ions. Are they bad because they make you feel better? It's all left brain based. Your left brain goes to the right side of your body, which is male. This is not gender. That's called recreate, recreate, recreate. Your feminine side is the right brain that goes to the female side. When you get the brains together, you see the absurdity of it. You can live as long as you choose. It's really up to you. How do we change the future? By getting out of the past. I even teach people what time is. It's not a clock. Clock means see the lock, and block means be the lock. So you become the key and unlock all that BS around time. You cannot have too much time, too little time. Time is running out. Come and work with me individually, whoever you are in the audience or in the classes, and I will teach you what time really is. You can't run. You don't have too much time, too little time. So, Richard, I totally support you in any way I can for you to live to be 103 or 104. It is in the DNA. And I'm also going to tell you what I teach. DNA is a template. It is a bunch of baloney. That's what DNA is. And the more conscious you become, the more it goes away. In the metaphysical community, they sell you amulets. It's going to change. That's baloney. The change, the shift comes from inside of you. That's why life is a projection. When you become conscious and get out of duality. And duality is my God is better than your God. And, you know, my way is the highway. That will accomplish nothing except that figure eight of infinity. Do over, do over, do over. I'm for creating. People say, well, how come you're always doing? May I throw a plug in for something else?
Sure.
This is about intent. About a year and a half or 2 years ago, I put on intent. I have to find a scientist engineer to come in my life. I didn't say a sex or age or anything. So I went to a conference last October, and I ran into this woman, and I thought, there's something about her. I got to talk to her. She's a scientist engineer. She came in January and took my class and said, Sherry, you're the missing link to the work I'm doing. I said, okay, tell me about it. What she's been able to do is take stem cells, and this is like billion-dollar industry, and I'm going to put this out to your audience. So she's found a way to take stem cells in a non-toxic environment in a petri dish. She takes my class, and she said, holy baloney. So if you have a cancer consciousness in your body or depression or anxiety or my God's better than your God, and you take the stem cells out, and you put them back in, it's the same thing. That's why people recreate cancer or recreate depression or recreate anxiety or recreate fibromyalgia or recreate rheumatoid arthritis, because it's a belief system embedded. And right now we have formed a company called Anshara Selvana Evolution Ace Your Health. And so if anyone in your audience, we are looking for investors, angel money, whatever it is, because that will blow the pop stand out. And I know that because I've assisted people to come out of comas. I've assisted people to get rid of stage 4 cancer and it didn't come back. But now we have another tool, and that's the Selvana of extracting the stem cells out, not using chemicals, because I've learned so much. When the stem cells are taken out of your body, they're put in toxins. And it kills the majority of the stem cells. And the ones that are left still have the memorization of the disease. So this could put on a global level what we call healing. It's so exciting. I can hardly stand it. I never knew I'd be talking about this. So we are looking for, I actually have doctors and different people that have come in and said, when we get all this together, we would like to work with you. Not for me, not for Dr. Alina Ruda. Mm-hmm. But with each other. That's the difference in connectedness, is working with each other and get rid of the word work. But that is what we're forming, ACE, so that we can ACE our health. And this is changing the dynamics. It's so excited. And who would know? That is how clear I am about the intent without putting specifics in. It had to be a male or a female or this age or that age. Mm. And it's just beginning to, that's the magic. Magician is the trickster, and the trauma drama is the trickster. So I invite you, Richard, to do the allness and the connectedness and the heartness, because we are not the same and we are unique. So in allness, it gives you the impetus to be unique. We are not the same. And now we can recognize the uniqueness. In my classes, believe it or not, I've had Muslims. I've had Catholics. I've had Agnostics. I've had Mormons. I've had from a 9 years old to almost 90 in my class. How can you have a class with that kind of a range? Because inside, we are unique, and that's the connectedness.
Yeah, it's interesting how I was taught as a kid in school how we are unique as individuals, but the thing I focus on is I was taught in biology in particular that that boys and girls, in this case, because this was grammar school, you know, they learn differently. I mean, back in the 60s, they were even telling us that boys and girls learn differently.
BS! And,
okay?
BS!
All right?
BS!
All right? Well, hang on. Let me finish. And it's, you know, girls, they mature a little sooner in terms of the brain processing, and boys are still in the playful mode and so on and so forth. But then as we got into the mid-late 70s, they began to prescribe a particular drug to the kids called Ritalin, and they were using the terms of ADA and ADHD and all of those things. And I don't have a lot of knowledge of that stuff. All I know is, on the one hand, first they tell me we all learn differently, and boys and girls learn differently from one another. And then 10, 15 years later, they said, we need to normalize everybody. We need to make everybody exactly the same so we can handle them. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, but you just told me back there that everybody was, that we learned differently. Why are you trying to, you know, screw with the processes that you just told me existed naturally? And of course, I know there are a lot of other factors involved. But
yeah,
it goes to your point of view.
Well,
it goes to your point of uniqueness is where I was going with that, and that we are. And then when I go to my primary care physician, for example, you know, and I, you know, they take my blood pressure. And, well, you have high blood pressure. You need to take this medication to keep your blood pressure in check. And da 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 da. And they say, well, you know, yours is in the, you're still in the normal range, but it's in the high normal range. And I says, well, but how do you know that that isn't my personal, individual, unique blood pressure range? Why is it that it has to be down at 120 over 80? Why can't it be at like 135 over 85 or whatever, you know, whatever the typical numbers are for me are a little higher. And so they've got me on this medication that I've chosen to take, of course.
Can I ask you what it is?
Yeah, if I can remember.
Is it Felsartan?
Actually, I just got off of that because I heard about the
That's
whole issue
right.
of cancer.
It's for chemicals for cancer because they get it in China.
Yeah. Yeah, well, see, that's the other thing. Yes, I try not to buy anything from that particular country because of some of the stories I've heard in the news articles. Going back to lead in paints that they put on children's toys. And we learned decades ago, and we're still dealing with the problem in houses in this country, that lead is not a good thing in paint in particular. But the thing that I find so fascinating is that we are unique. And so when we go looking for, shall we say, solutions to the disease that we happen to be in, it's uniquely ours. And yes, granted, I think you would agree that we, as human beings, yes, we share a lot in common. You know, the diseases that we're all suffering, okay, the cancer across the board. It's cancer. I don't know what they were calling it before they called it cancer, but that's what it is. That's the name they've given it. And that's what we're dealing with. I have a dear friend right now, as we speak, he is suffering from a stage 4 colon cancer, and he's taking the chemo and so forth and hating it. And I saw my wife go through that. I wouldn't wish that stuff on my worst enemy.
No.
You know, it's just awful. But the point is that he has, my dear friend, we both have bald heads, so we refer to each other as bald brothers. He has a particular reason why he has the cancer, whereas somebody else has another unique and different reason why they have their form, and so on and so forth. So that's where the uniqueness comes in, and it's not one solution fits all.
Exactly. And going back to that Ritalin, that set the kids up. See, toxins are stored in fat cells. Do you know the biggest deposit of fat cells in your body, Richard? Do you know where it is?
I don't know why, but the brain comes to
mind. It is. It is the brain. And so it fills it up. And that's what created drug addicts. And let me tell you, it's very beneficial. I've actually assisted people to get off of crystal meth.
Not an easy chore, I understand.
No, but it has worked. And one of my friend's sons even called me from a meth house. And he called me, not her. And I went and got him.
Mm.
So you see, it's called trust. Because the body's intelligence knows the truth. The brain doesn't know anything, especially when it's on. That's why I said you get a pain, you take a pill. Then you get a more pain, you take more pill. Mm-hmm. It's the body's going, please listen to me. Stop. Get out of the head. So I'm going to give you this quick story. In 1991, when I had this near-death experience, I'm a serial near-death experiencer because I get so frustrated. And by the way, there is no tunnel. That is a bunch of baloney. The tunnel is you. You're the light, and light is information.
Absolutely.
Whoa, that's what it is. And so with a broken back, a broken neck, a brain out of place, a smashed head, down to my last $50, I get to Arizona. But the thing is, I got studied at the University of Arizona to see how I could do what I do. So at the end of the week, they tell me, Sherry, you're a genius. I burst out laughing. I said, thank you very much. My brain's out of place. Thank you for corroborating cellular memory and how I was able to create all this from the memories in my body. I don't even care what lifetime. It's all in my body now. And so I was able to create it. Mm. First, it's quantum pathic, and now the Anchara method. So you see, your body is smart. And so when they told me, I go, wow, that's how dumb the system is. But I love it. This is not a judgment. It just brings out the humor in me.
Absolutely. You know, the first lesson that I learned about the body's intelligence, shall we say, was when a woman there in Phoenix, who I came to know when I was working for that religious radio station, taught me about kinesiology.
Yes.
And obviously the first method of testing, of course, is you take your thumb and your forefinger and you loop it, and then you take your other thumb and forefinger on the other hand, you loop it through the first loop, and you basically, you know, you just basically say yes and no. And on the yes, it releases, and on the no, it holds. And you can use this on anything, situations, you're in the grocery store, should I buy this particular brand of, or, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, the body doesn't lie.
Exactly. And I've actually taken kinesiology to the next level, because your heart is your most expanded awareness. Mm-hmm. And believe me, there is no higher self and lower self. And actually, people ask me, what do you do for a living? Well, I do it because I love what I do. I assist people to take their head out of their first chakra, if you know what I mean.
I like so that analogy. That's very good.
Isn't that a good one? That's what I do.
I'm going to have to use that one.
Yes, I assist people to take their head out of their first chakra, formerly known as the assets.
Yes.
That are working.
Okay.
And so I will put a product up to my heart. If I go forward, it's for me. If I just stand there stationary, it's up to me. If I go back, I don't take it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so I know my heart's going to tell me the truth, not my head.
Yeah. You know, we could talk much longer about all of this stuff and still have more to discuss, but we're approaching the end of our program. Sherry Ansara, I want to thank you so much for sharing this time, and should you ever choose to leave the hot confines for a brief time of Phoenix and surrounds, again, it's my hometown. I left, 11 years ago, and I really have no desire to go back, although where I'm living now is starting to heat up now, so I'm not sure that I've solved any problems. But we'd love to have you in studio face-to-face to have a further conversation on a lot of these subjects, and including this whole new aspect of the stem cell research and so forth that is developing. And that, I think that would just be a great thing. And I want to remind our listeners, too, that they can go to your website, which is sherryansara.com. That's Sherryansara.com. S-H-A-R-A.com. bobbyhoffman.com and find out more about her, about you, your books. You also have some CDs, various programs that are available to folks. And again, we just thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, I thank you so much, and I just laud you for what you, who you are being, and the doing that comes from your being is wonderful. So I will say to you, thank you, and in heartness, in allness and connectedness, that you are a paradigm shifter, and it's time for a change for a paradigm.
I'm with you there. I'm working on my own personal paradigm shift as well. Before we let you go, I have three final questions for you that I like to ask my guests. And you've probably answered these three questions in some form throughout the program, but I'm going to ask them to you directly. And the first one is, who is Sherry Ansara?
I am a involved, conscious, evolutionary, revolutionary being who absolutely loves life, who is willing to experience life, and who is not willing anymore to do lessons, karma, and reincarnation BS.
What is it that you hope to or want to achieve through the work that you are doing now?
To support people to be, to know and embrace their own power, which is not force. Power is your creativity. Power is your light. Power is your light, and light is information. And it's all inside of you in form at your ion level, and to show them how to trust their intuition and trust their heart and be willing and open to come here. You didn't come for lessons. You came here to experience the experience that you are creating to experience consciously, not in duality in the BS.
And finally, what is your life's purpose?
I have many purposes. And so not just one, but multiple purposes to live my life in the way that feels the best, to have these wonderful connections to individuals, regardless of the age and stage, and most of all, to learn something every day.
You know, we started out this program talking about cats, right?
Yes.
We're ending the program with the sound of them in the background. I can hear your cat in the background.
I know, I'm sorry, because I closed the door to my office and she is beating the door.
That's
Sweetie Pie.
No apologies. I commend her for speaking out and letting her voice be heard. I think it's fantastic. If I were at home, I've got five cats that are indoor and two dogs. We have five chickens. Quite a menagerie, and I absolutely love having them all around. One of the things that I've learned about having that kind of a menagerie is that if I were literally a farmer, it wouldn't make any difference what my health condition is. I would have to go out and care for them, period, because that's what they deserve. So we need to do the same thing for ourselves, don't we? We need to take the time to care for ourselves. Because as you so eloquently said earlier, if we don't, how are we going to help anybody else?
Exactly. Yeah. See, I'm not a caregiver. I just give care.
There you go.
It's so powerful. So I thank you so much for this opportunity. And it's fun talking with you. And again, I commend you for all that you are being, that you're doing is coming from.
Thank you, and I thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. I hope that you will avail yourselves of Sherry's website, sherryansara.com. We will be linked to her website, and the interview, of course, is much longer than just the 50 minutes that you hear on the radio broadcast. So go to richarddugan.com, the radio show's page, or SoundCloud, or iTunes, and you'll be able to hear the entire interview. I'm Richard Dugan. This has been Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. Until next time, love, Talal.